So he poses this notion of a humanitarian state in opposition again to Plato. Quote from Popper, Plato's totalitarian theory of the state is the collectivist, the tribal, the totalitarian theory of morality. Good is what is in the interest of my group or my tribe or my state. It's easy to see what this morality implied for international relations, that the state itself can never be wrong in any of its actions, as long as it is strong, that the state has the right not only to do violence to its own citizens, should that lead to an increase of strength, but also to attack other states, provided it does so without weakening itself. This inference, the explicit recognition of the amorality of the state, and consequently the defense of moral nihilism in international relations, was drawn by Hegel. Unquote. And that's from chapter 6 of Open Society and Its Enemies, volume 1. So what he's arguing is this notion of the amoral state is not inevitable. And yet I think if we look around ourselves, not just today, but decade after decade after decade, there's no doubt this is, in fact, this describes perfectly the state of all states. Utilitarian ethics defines the world we live in, and it defines the state, and it defines the market, and it defines our interrelationships. This is why we're concerned about humanity itself right now. It was not difficult to see this moment that we're in. It has been projected, and we've been warned about it over and over and over. We're living it now. It's time to finally come to terms with it. Take that longest stride of soul. We can't ignore it anymore.